Welcome to the MGA Mediocast. This is a podcast about the MGA, the Mediocre Golf Association. This is episode 29. We're prompt with our episodes once every 11 months or so. My name is Willie Dills, and of course I'm joined by the co-founder, El Presidente, John Lucky Kick Morley. What's happening, dude?
Not a whole lot. Just hanging out on Google Plus.
You look real comfortable in all your MGA attire, by the way.
Oh, this stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
For those of you just listening, you're going to miss a lot in this episode.
But for those of you who don't want to just listen, now this will actually be able to be a live event. We're going to start streaming these things live. Screw it. It's on. Google Plus has changed how the MGA Mediocast. It's pretty cool. Let's talk about what's going on right now. We're gonna talk about the MGA World Championships, obviously. We're gonna briefly talk about that other golf association, which obviously we don't care about nearly as much as the MGA. And we got some tips for you guys, and we're also gonna spotlight a very special media who is actually the global number one right now. This guy is having a ridiculously good season. And there's a few people having pretty good seasons, though. So this last tournament is going to be interesting. There's going to be some movement. This guy might not be able to hold on to his spot because there's some people in striking distance. So it's going to be pretty – although it's going to take a win from at least one of these two people, right, to overtake him?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh. Mike Burke keeps missing tournaments, so I don't think he's got a shot anymore. But I think –
yeah, Mike Burke – He was a legit contender until, I don't know, someone got married or...
Oh, yeah, marriages. Probably softball had something to do with it. Yeah. Softball, the great MGA enemy, which has ended the careers of several MGAers. But let's jump right into the World Championships. I'm super excited for this year. This is setting up to be the biggest MGA WCs ever. It's the fourth one. And John, what are the dates first? Let's go ahead and just hype that.
It's a month out. Can you believe that?
Are you serious?
It's,
it's already October. Damn.
Yeah, November 9th and 10th.
All right, and then for some people, it's going to last 4 days. Right, this year. This is the first time we're offering that.
Yeah, that's right. We got some 4 day golfers, 5 nights at the Palace Station. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
When can people register up to? What is the final cutoff date to register
final
for the WCs?
Cutoff date, October 15th.
Okay.
So I'm expecting a late rush here.
We need that late rush, you guys. Get out there. Tell your friends to not be a bunch of assholes and register. We need people out there, man, because this is going to be a fantastic year. And
it really is.
We're changing the format. It's all over the place. So... what's the number that we could expect? We're going to fill out the entire golf course, right?
Well, we can accommodate up to 144.
Okay.
It's not looking like that's going to happen at this point, which is shocking because there's like 6 chapters in Southern California, which is pretty much in Vegas, right?
It's like a half hour drive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you drive there in like one scene of a movie. It's that's how long it takes to drive there. So you can go there on a whim. So
yeah. So I expected a few more from down there, but maybe we'll get a late rush.
Okay.
We do have a couple people coming from Australia, which, you know, guys can't make it from LA, but they can make it from Australia. I don't get that.
No, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And these guys are not only are they coming from Australia, they're also coming from LA.
Coming from Perth.
Yeah, but they're coming to LA first and then driving there. So, I mean, if you can't even just do that drive, that's just part of that guy. The Perth guys are they're for real. I can't wait to hang out with those guys, by the way.
Yeah. And then I think afterwards they're coming back to San Francisco to hang out.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, you might as well. If you're coming halfway around the world, you might as well make it a trip to remember. So. It's gonna get nuts. Speaking of having a larger field, we can also accommodate people who in the past might not have qualified, right? So let's talk about how the format has changed.
Right. Yeah. So I think that's some of the confusion this year because I've done just a terrible job getting the information out about it. Like everyone knows the dates now.
Yeah.
But I don't think people know that anyone can show up and make it in. as long as you've played in three MGA events this year.
So three MGA events is all you need. You don't have to have won. You don't have to have done any of that. As previous years, you had to be in the top 10. You had to have won.
Right.
You had to have been a past champion, all that kind of stuff. This year, no, forget it. Just come out.
None of that matters. And at this point, since we're paying for the entire course, we'll take anybody. Anybody who wants to play. You won't necessarily actually be competing in the event, but for the love of God, come out and hang out with us because it's going to be awesome.
Well, there's not only that. There's not only the actual tournament, which, by the way, come out. You get to qualify on Saturday, or no, you qualify on Friday, right?
Friday.
And then Saturday is the day. And if you make it in on Friday, you're in. You have a chance at it.
So, yeah. So let's go back to the members who have at least three events.
Sure.
Can come out if you won an event this year. Of course, you're qualified for Saturday.
Okay.
The finals.
Thank God, because I had a horrible year, but I do have a win.
Yeah.
So I'm in.
Oh, you do. That's right.
I'm in.
And you're in on the Global Money Leader.
Oh, that's right. I have a 5-year exemption, right? So
yeah. Congratulations.
I don't need to win anymore. I don't even know why I did that. I was a jerk. I just took away some other dude's chance.
I am not currently qualified.
Uh-oh.
So I will be playing on Friday.
All right.
And for those players who play on Friday, top half of the field and ties makes it to Saturday.
All right.
Bottom half of the field still play Saturday. They're just not playing for the belt.
They're just playing for funsies,
for
I guess
fun.
You could say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, not only is there the tournament, there's also, of course, the meet and greet. And the meet and greet is, go ahead, get a little Jamie in there. For the live viewers, I'll take a little too. I have a different shaped bottle than you, but still equally as good. I go round. And also, for the people who are just listening, there is a dude behind John. I don't know who that dude is. He's just hanging out back there.
Where?
Watch out, John. He's right behind you. The meet and greet is one of my favorite things, and I'm really looking forward to it this year. Hopefully, soon enough, we'll end up even making this thing a bigger deal. But what's the plan for the meet and greet this year?
The plan currently is still to have it at the course, since we're renting the whole course.
So there won't be any people throwing weird birthday parties right after our tournament this year? So that what you're saying?
No, exactly. So, yeah, the course is ours. We're going to take it over. And, yeah, the meet and greet, always a blast with the player auction. Crowning of the Medio Cup team, which...
That's right.
I think we're all pretty excited about that.
I got real excited watching the Ryder Cup until Sunday, and then I got real mad. It kind of reminded me of last year's Medio Cup, though. Yeah, it was just
really?
Yeah. Of course, I mean, SF chapter is basically America, and hopefully we do better than the actual America team. That was
horrible. So for anybody who doesn't know what the Medio Cup is, that is our Ryder Cup, and it's San Francisco versus the world.
Yeah.
And that happens on Friday at the World Championships during all the other stuff that's going on.
Yeah, so people will be qualifying. People will also be participating in the Medio Cup. So there's going to be, there's going to be a lot going on that day. That's going to be a fantastic day. And then, of course, also then Saturday, there's not just the major tournament. There's also the Chapters Cup. And that's another big deal.
That's right.
So yeah. San Francisco is defending that one at least.
Probably.
Thank God.
I would say bigger deal, right, than the Medio Cup?
Well, because of the fact that you represent your specific chapter. And
because of the fact that San Francisco holds it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the Medio Cup is fun because of the fact that you're playing match play. And, you don't really get a chance to do that very often. But the Chapters Cup is you're playing for the pride of your chapter. And San Francisco won pretty handily last year. So I'm sure all the other chapters out there are really feeling like they want to take that away. They want to earn that glory.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot of glory, I got to tell you. I've been feeling great all year about the fact that we hold that thing. Even though I had nothing to do with us winning it, but I don't know.
Me neither. But I know there are a lot of chapters out there who are really pushing to get at least three members of their team out there so they can qualify for it.
Yeah.
You got to have three members. So.
Yeah, got to have at least three members out there. And by the way, Kiki sent me a message. Yeah. Shout out to Kiki, Salt Lake City chapter. Salt Lake City, my favorite chapter besides San Francisco, by the way.
Yeah, I'll say it right now.
I'll say it right now.
Throwing it out there. All right, throwing it out there.
But he's been talking about going. You know, he said, this is I will be there every single year for the rest of my life. Right. And now he just sent me a thing. He might not go because nobody bought his house. So someone out there, if you're listening, just buy the dude's house, okay? So he can come out, please.
We'll put a link up somewhere.
Yeah, it's a house in Utah. It can't be that expensive. Just buy the thing. Buy the thing, you guys. I just want to help out my boy Kiki.
Kiki shouldn't have redone those floors, man. I know, dude. The whole floor fiasco on Facebook, and I think that was your MGAWC budget right there.
Yep, we followed that floor fiasco all the way through. All right, my God,
what's going to be under the carpet?
Oh, man, I can't wait to see. It's like Dexter, man. Like, I can't wait to see what happens next time. All right, so let's talk about the chapters that do come out, and there's a few things that we want you guys to do. We want you guys to dress alike. I don't care what that means. You know, you dress like women, dress like LPGA golfers. I don't care, whatever it might be. We've seen Salt Lake City did this last year. Actually, they had some very nice sweater vests they had SLC MGA right on the front there, and they were looking sharp. So I hope all the chapters get together, figure out who's going, and come up with something.
Yeah, no, there were a lot of good ones last year, actually. Seattle had some nice shirts.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Seattle had some sweet shirts, yeah.
With the neon green seam go on the sleeve, and Conejo Valley, Baltimore had shirts. Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah, everybody comes out and represents. It's cool, and we want to encourage that for sure. So.
And, of course, Garland Griswold, chapter leader from Baltimore, and launchpromo.com. Not owner, but he works with the company and does a great job on the polos. So if you're going to do it, go to Launch Promo or go to the Baltimore chapter page and contact Garland.
He'll put them together.
He's got a sweet deal.
He'll put them together for you for sure. This year is SF. We might be going with the deep V, right? Are we going with the deep V?
Oh, it's super deep. We don't want to show up, you know?
I think we should show up all with a super deep V, dude. Just as deep as you can go. We'll see who takes it the farthest. That would be awesome.
Like I said, and actually, I should put this out there. The world team, you're expected for the Medio Cup to dress alike. It's not required.
Yeah.
But it would be nice. The San Francisco team will be dressed alike.
Yeah.
Possibly in the deepest V possible, like a cardigan with no shirt underneath.
Yeah, totally. Because we don't want to choke, dude. And, you know, you saw what happened to the American team. They choked. Yeah. And it was a wardrobe malfunction. So we're going to avoid that and wear a super deep V. Now, also, there's going to be a long drive and closest to the pin challenge this year. The first time we've ever done this, right?
Yeah. Sorry. I got to interrupt. I got a text message from the world champion, reigning world champ. Let me see what's up.
That would be one David Armstrong.
Yep. Hold on. This is not an iPhone 5. It's going to take a minute.
Yeah, these iPhone 4Ss, man, they really.
He says, check your email.
Oh, that's not as exciting
text.
Yeah.
I think there's a golf tournament coming up that he wants me to play.
Okay. He's, you know, by the way, the A's clinched the AL West today in pretty exciting fashion. And I'm not an A's fan. I'm a Giants fan. Normally don't give a crap about the A's. But the team is actually pretty fun because nobody gave them a chance in hell. And they were five games back.
I know what it's about. I saw Moneyball. I know what's up.
You know what's up. Well, yeah. I thought that they were done for a long time ago. This team somehow managed to go from five games back 9 days ago to winning the West. And so I posted, hey, you know, I'm excited about this team. And apparently all my friends are A's fans all of a sudden. And Dave Armstrong was like, yeah, man, hope we beat you guys in the World Series. So bring it. That's all I got to say. Wow. Bring it. All right, so let's talk about the long drive closest to the pin. So, how do you qualify to be in this competition?
Well, you win a long drive or closest to the pin sticker during the year.
Okay,
and you're in.
All right. So, are we just gonna go? Are we just gonna go like big break style? We're gonna hit out there and we're gonna just have a little competition before the Friday action? What's going on?
I don't know when exactly we're going to do it.
We'll figure it out.
I think one thing I was thinking is maybe after everyone gets their cards in, while we tally all the scores and everything, the long drive competition could happen on the first hole.
The first hole is perfect for it, by the way.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll figure it out. It's going to be something cool where everyone could gather around and watch and throw things.
Okay.
And closest to the pin will probably be on number 10 because
it's right there.
It's the signature par three.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, similar style. You know, everybody will get like three shots and closest wins. And I really think everyone should throw a couple bucks into a jar and the winner should get that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because otherwise I don't have any prize for it right
we'll
now.
We'll be in Vegas, so gambling is obviously legal and encouraged. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, get out there and do it. Now, what is the hole in two challenge?
Yes. Well, we are the mediocre golf association.
Absolutely. So yeah. Hole in one
challenge.
Now, how many holes in one?
Stupid.
How many holes in ones have we had? Is that how you say that? Holes in one?
Hole in one.
I think that's it. So, how many hole in one have happened in MGA competition, John? I think there's just one, right?
One.
One hole in one. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I think Matt Reichman, I believe is his name.
Yeah.
Out of Seattle.
Big time MGA name right there. Big time. All right. And any other accolades for that guy? I can't think of.
No, that's it. Actually, let's pull up his profile.
But that's pretty good, though, to have the only hole. I mean, it's surprising that we haven't instituted a rule where you're immediately just disowned from the MGA forever.
Yeah. Why don't you pull up his page? I'll talk about the hole in two challenge.
Okay. Talk about the hole in two challenge.
So the hole in two challenge is going to be also on hole 10, signature par three. And yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like. If you get a meagle on that hole, get the ball in that hole and two, you're going to get yourself a top media membership for the next year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
It's a $59.99 value.
That's right $59.99 value right there. Exactly. Yeah. And that also gets you a special tag, right? So, I mean, you get some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Because you're a top media and you deserve it.
Exactly. And I'm estimating when I thought we'd have 144, I was estimating we'd give away maybe two memberships.
Okay.
It's a tough hole.
It really is. I know. It's not an easy hole. I've come up short on it, I think, every single time I played it. It just, you know, it feels like you're not going very far, but there's that little kind of waste area right in the front.
Yep.
And it just seems to have a gravitational pull to my ball or something. I just can't get it over that thing. Yep. A couple times I've gotten a lucky bounce off the rocks, but usually I end up either in that stuff or in the bunker just short and right.
And I have missed on every side of that green.
Really? I made an amazing, I think it was a Murdy actually, I made from the back left bunker behind a tree. And I actually had to kind of dig down and go under the tree. And I made like a, and then, you know, like the whole green is sloped crate. There's like that big ridge right there. I had to putt from that. And I think I made it and made a Murdy, and that like saved my score. That was the year I won. That was 2010. That was, everything was working for me that year. all right, so Matt Reichman, by the way, AKA the Matty Reich, is that, can you just do that?
Really?
And that's a nickname. like I'm Willie Dills, AKA the Willie Dills. I don't know if that works, but all right, I'll give it to you. No wins on tour. Let's see. Highest he's finished is third though. And in Seattle, that's not bad. He's got a couple scores under 90.
That's that's a tough crowd up
that's
there.
That's a tough chapter. So congratulations to him. He, let's see how he's doing in 2012. $1.98 million earned.
Where's that put him on their list?
I got 126 global. I don't see a chapter list right here on his thing. Why don't I see that? Shouldn't that be right there?
Is he a top media?
Left. He's not a top media.
Oh.
There you go. That's what it is, dude. Better make a hole in
tough
two.
To navigate when you're not a top media.
Better make a hole in two, buddy.
Going on. Yeah.
All right. And finally, let's talk about we've already talked about the Medio Cup, so everybody knows what that's all about. Let's talk about the Fantasy League. So I actually haven't been keeping up with my team as much as I should. Where are we at right now? Who's in front?
Well, yeah, I don't think many people besides the top 10 at this point are probably keeping up on their team because you can't make any adjustments. So you got what you got at this point. Let me get to that page.
I actually see Brett Angel in the lead right now.
Yeah.
With a total of 3,068 fantasy points. Let's see who's on his team. Who's on his team?
He's got to have Tyler Newman, right?
Well, I'm sure he does, yeah.
And probably Mike Burke.
So he's got the Fuzz. He's got Todd. He's got Steve Schuerman, Zach McKinley, Tyler Newman, and Vin Ferraro. So it's really Zach and Tyler who are carrying his team. Because Tyler has 3 wins and Zach has 2.
Wow, look at this. Tyler.
And actually, Todd Benoit is the anchor on his team, who is dragging his team down.
Yeah, but pretty much 80% of the teams have Todd, so.
Yeah, so yeah, you're not really dragging
it actually,
down. So
actually, I'm giving Tyler Newman 4th place in fantasy points right now, the only blemish on his entire profile page. I'm giving him pretty good odds because he does not have Todd on his team.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, dragging him down is Ben Penifold.
Shouldn't have picked up Penifold, dude. That was a bad move. That was a bad move on your point.
Never go to Australia.
Never pick Australia, dude. Never. Everybody knows that. Although Penifold does have 2 wins. But it's hard to earn money out there, you know?
Yeah, there's not enough players.
Not enough players. You got to pick Seattle. You got to pick SF, Boston. These are the guys who are going to take it home for you.
So, yeah, you know, it's still – I check it every once in a while, even though I have no chance of winning. And there's a pretty good shuffle up top there. So it's going to be something to watch, especially with the World Championship counting into it. There's 230 points available for the win at the World Championship alone. So there's a lot that can still happen there.
Wow. Okay.
And,
by the way,
the winner.
Yeah.
Winner gets 2 years top media. Second place gets 1 year, and then third place gets a basic.
All right. Congratulations. Here's a basic. All right. By the way,
play the fantasy league next year.
My team. How about this? If we give them a basic, they can pay the difference to the top media, right?
Yeah. They could do the upgrade.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Do the upgrade.
That's just insult to injury.
Bob G is dragging my team down, by the way. Bob G.
Oh, yeah.
Horribly dragging my team down. But yeah, I know you're listening, dude. What the hell? Why'd you trick us all into picking you? Everybody who picked you is not in the top 10. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got 1.10. I picked myself, and I thought I would be the one who dragged me down. But I've got a win, and I've got more money than he does this year. And I've played one less event. So figure that one out.
Hmm.
Bobby G. All right, so let's move on. Do we have anything else to talk about with the WCs? I mean, I'm super excited. I cannot wait. This is like the highlight of my year.
It was exciting today to realize that it's just about a month away, because before we always had the countdown clock mm-hmm. on the website, and you kind of saw it coming and you were prepared for it, but now it's like, holy shit, it's coming up. And
yeah,
it's going to be so much fun.
It's which also means we probably have a lot of stuff to do, John. So we should probably get on that.
I think I have a week at home between now and the World Championships total.
Okay.
So
all right,
we'll see what happens.
We'll make it work somehow. We always do.
Let's just say people can expect a lot of promotional stuff between now and the 15th because we have I think just about 60 people now who filled out the form, and probably close to 40 who've paid at least a deposit. So I think we're on track for 80 to 90 at this point, which is a good turnout.
I would love to break 100, though. I would love to get into triple digits. That would be fantastic. So let's put the rush out there, guys. Stop going out. You know, just save your money.
Well, it's
you got a month. October is not a big party month, right? I mean, there's nothing, there's no big holiday where everybody likes to dress up and go party in October. So, you know, just save your money.
And save your money
for November.
We have a professional videographer coming this year who does incredible videos. Like, he does videos for these parties that Todd Benoit throws. Anytime he hangs out with friends, he'll make a video. And
if you want to see an example of his work, check out this year's 4th of July video because, holy crap, that thing's awesome.
Yeah, and I've been at all these parties, and then I watch the video, and I think, wow, that looks like way more fun than the party was.
You're like, I remember it being pretty fun, but holy crap, that looks amazing.
So I can't wait to see what he does with the World Championships because I know that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And this video is going to be incredible. So
hopefully we get a dance routine from Regan this year again because I would love that to be captured on video that we actually – I mean, you have to be able to use
hand it. Hand on heart, dude. You're right. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Go on. We're on video. Something like this. You got to imagine that Janssen is singing in his sweet dulcet tones.
Right.
Because that's really what inspires the hand on heart dance is Janssen and his beautiful tenor voice. So, what's the last tournament of the year? The last gasp, right?
Last gasp.
All right, so there's gonna be some move. It's coming up, way up. It's
coming up.
All right, so there's gonna be some movement on the money list for all of the chapters, I'm sure. In San Francisco, we've got 7 players mathematically alive to take home that title. And that's a big deal. A big deal.
This is how every other chapter should be. Just saying.
Yeah, just saying, guys.
Just saying, guys.
Stop messing around and be more like us. Come on.
If you get 48 people to your events like we do.
Yeah.
Then you have 7 different winners during the season.
Yeah.
Out of 7 tournaments. And even the last tournament.
Even this dude, Willie Dills, just luck boxes his way into a win at some point.
Out of nowhere.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Out of nowhere. And you get to the last event and you have 7 guys mathematically alive for the title, the battle for the title. Sure, you're nowhere near the top of the global list.
No, you're pretty much out of that. Yeah.
Yeah, great battle in your chapter. So Todd Benoit just slummed his way up to the top this year. I mean, he hasn't won anything.
No. It's been a really awful year for Todd Benoit. And it's surprising because, you know, even on an off year, I expect him to at least pull out one at some point. And he's been close. He just hasn't been able to, whatever it is, missing that. You know, I think he's just not drinking enough the night before. He's kind of off that's his routine. And he's not been doing it lately. He looks too fresh every time he shows up at the course. Usually he shows up, he can't even talk for like the first 9 holes.
I think that's how he was at the last one.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, never mind then.
I don't know. Anyway, he is leading our money list. Sean Supple in second, and newbie Jose Vega show up late for the season, and still he's third on the money list. And each one of them, if they win, they clinch it.
That's it. Yeah.
So it's just like, kind of like the FedEx Cup. The top 3 can clinch with a win.
Yeah.
And then we've got 4 other guys who are having good seasons. And if they win, they've got a chance, but they're going to need a little help. So it's going to be an exciting finale for sure.
Yeah. No, it's going to be great. And all the other chapters out there, you know, this should be normally the last gasp had some extra clout because of the fact that this was your last chance to try to qualify for the MGA WCs. But, you know, it's still the name rings true because the fact that this is your last chance at glory this year before the MGA WCs, your last chance to show up at a tournament and show up to the MGA WCs already qualified for Saturday. So if you're not qualified, got to make it to this one. And also, it's just, you know, to me, the swan song of every MGA season, it's bittersweet, you know, because I know the MGA WCs are coming. And I'm excited about that. But also, you know, I love the Rebel Beach because I know that I've got a full season of MGA golf coming.
Yeah.
The MGA, you know, the last gasp means we got one more time together, guys. And then a long, cold, hard, cold winter. So Come out to the WCs, come out to the Last Gasp, make it happen. All right, let's move on. You ready?
Sounds good.
All right, now it's time for tips from the medios.
And now, tips from the medios.
Fuck. Nine.
All right, so here's what we're going to do for tips from the medios. We've talked a lot about how to play certain shots, how to do, how to get rid of your slice, how to make those lag putts count, how to do all that kind of stuff. But you know what we haven't talked about is warming up. So warming up is a big deal. I mean, you know, when you show up on tournament day, it's, you know, your warm up is basically sit at a chair and collect money from people. I know what your warm up is. And I bet if you didn't have to do that, you would have a much different routine. And I'm sure it's made it tough for you to win, clearly, since you haven't won since 2007.
If I could stop you for 1 second.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead. Stop me. Go ahead.
So, no, you're right. You're right. Because I'm sitting there, I'm collecting the money, and all of a sudden, oh, I got to run to the tee, and I'm teeing off. So recently, I went to Cincinnati, played in their douchebag Invitational.
Oh, and you didn't have to do this. Yeah.
It was great. Got to meet some of the guys from Columbus, Northern Kentucky, and Beaver Creek. And it was a great time. Got hit a few putts and relaxed beforehand.
Wow.
Shot a 79.
Really?
Yeah. DQ'd.
Okay, so yeah, so maybe what
maybe
we're doing
I just
now?
Collect a little money before.
Yeah, just somebody just hand me a 20 at some point.
Yeah. Little money, starts. One putt, and then go.
Yeah, I think that might be the key. You would have shot an 80 if that had happened.
Yeah.
All right, so I've got some do's and don'ts to warming up, because I think this is one of those things. As medios, our focus might not necessarily be on warming up for the turn. We're not professional athletes. We're medio-fessional athletes. We don't really have our routines and everything. You know, you see Tiger out there like 40 minutes before every tournament. Apparently, Rory McIlroy just shows up 20 minutes before the tournament, and that's like, how he wins. Yeah.
Wait, the Ryder Cup's today?
Yeah, today? What? I was trying to get some tune. Yeah, I'm over here in America. I was trying to get some. Yeah, how did he not know what he was like? I was walking out of the hotel. Why are you walking out of the hotel at 11 o'clock? What the hell is wrong with you? All right, anyway. So here's some do's and don'ts for warming up before a tournament, all right? So everybody goes to the driving range. I'm going to say a do is do just hit driver. Just swing hard, muscle up, do it over and over again quickly. Like, don't do your pre-shot routine. Don't take a second to get a breather. What you really want to do is you just want to hit that driver over and over and over again, get real gassed. You know what I mean? Like, real gassed. And that ought to get you ready.
Sweating.
Exactly. Sweating. You want your back to kind of hurt a little bit. It'll get you loosened up, ready to go. Okay? Here's a don't. Don't putt like you do on the course. Try something new. And then bring that out to the course that day. So maybe a new grip. Maybe if you normally have like a two practice stroke routine, maybe switch to a three, switch to a one, try something different, do what Plemons does and don't even do a practice stroke. Why not? It could work. Do have a Bloody Mary or two. It really loosens you up, prepares your body and your mind for the day ahead. And we all know you got to prepare that mind, right?
So that's two do's loosening up.
That's what I'm saying. Loosening up is an important part to winning tournaments. Don't stretch. Don't stretch or do any stupid athletic warm-ups before you start. Here's why. I know that you might say, but wait, I thought I wanted to loosen up. No. Here's why you don't do that. You might hurt yourself, okay? If you get hurt on the course. Get hurt playing. Don't be the guy who got
frozen
hurt
on
up.
Your screen. Oh, there we go.
All right. Yeah. Sorry. Don't worry. Sorry. Technology works. It's cool.
Yeah.
Do challenge everyone in your foursome to some sort of bet. And my suggestion is make the stakes higher than you can actually afford comfortably, because this will force you to focus and will up your game every single time, no matter what. It's never failed. Trust me, when you are betting way beyond your means, it brings laser-like focus into your brain. So do that. And you know what? Do this at the casino, too. You know, you might have like maybe $200 or $300 that your wife is like, yeah, yeah, go ahead and gamble that. Put all that on black right away, because that'll just focus you right in. All right. And finally, don't save your energy the night before a big tournament. If Benoit has taught us anything, it's that hangovers equal MGA trophies. And we all know this. So go big, go home, come out to the tournament. All right.
Sounds good.
There's some tips from the medios.
Learned a lot there.
Learned a lot, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about that other golf association.
So let me get this straight. You could play golf and get paid.
You see? I golf also. You should bring me sometime.
All right, so, John, we don't really give a crap about the other golf association because we've obviously created our own, and it's much more important.
It's better.
It's way better. But let's just talk about the U.S. team. What was that? What was that?
You know, I didn't get to see it. I was working that day.
Yeah, I actually didn't watch it live. I did watch it DVR'd, though, but I actually knew what had happened. And I watched it just to kind of see it for myself, you know.
I got the Ryder Cup app, which is nice because it's got some live video, so every once in a while I could check in on that. But I also set up the alerts, so it would tell me
who won matches and stuff like that.
Who won matches and you know important stuff like that. And it just kept buzzing, and everyone was U.S. lost this match.
Well, okay, but first of all, we were up, what, 10-6?
10-6.
10-6 on Sunday.
10-6 on Sunday. No team had ever come back. No visiting team had ever come back.
Yeah, no, America had come back from 10-6 like 8 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, at home.
At home, though, yeah. So 10-6, you got to feel at home. You got this in the bag, right?
Yeah. Game over, yeah.
You got Tiger playing good again. You know what I mean?
Sort of.
Well,
kinda.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's been in contention a lot.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of guys who seem to be very good players right now, getting hot at the right time. And then you got this European team that decides that they're gonna do it for Seve, right?
Right.
And that's where I think – that's where I think it all went downhill for the U.S. We were not doing it for anybody.
Exactly.
We needed somebody to do it for.
We should have done it for Daly.
Yeah, do it for Daly, right?
He's like, but I'm still alive.
I'm still alive, guy. Well, they're barely.
I don't know, John.
For how much longer, though, John? Yeah.
You actually look worse now than when you were fat.
You look worse than a corpse would look, is what I'm saying. But, yeah, no, I mean, do it for somebody. You got to have a guy to do it for. And if there's anything that I could say, that's where the U.S. blew it. You didn't have anybody to do it for. And then guess what the end result of that is? I got to watch Sergio Garcia with a stupid Spanish flag on his back standing on top of whatever the hell he's standing on. I mean, he's still a minuscule little man when he stands on top of things. Douching it up all over the place, chanting, you're up. By the way, okay, just because the USA chants USA doesn't mean that you should chant you're up. It sounds stupid. Come up with something different. Come up with something, your own thing. The ole, ole, ole thing. That's your thing. Do that. Chanting you're up? That's just weird. That's just, I don't like it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that other golf association, USA lost the Ryder Cup. Whatever. I don't care. I'm not bitter. All right. USA is still best country in the world, right?
There you go.
All right. let's spotlight a medio in the medio spotlight.
All of the lights.
All of the lights on one medio will discuss his kind of all right accomplishments in this week's medio spotlight.
All right, so we're going to spotlight Mr. Tyler Newman, who may be having the most magical season any MGAer has ever had.
I've never seen anything like it.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what this guy's doing right now. First of all, let me just say this. How many times has he finished in the top 10 out of the 7 tournaments he's played? By the way, he's played every tournament.
That's 7.
7 out of 7. Okay. Yeah. Well, now, okay, give me it's got to be lower if you go top 3, right? I mean, you can't finish in the top 3 every time.
Yeah, nobody's going to finish. No, that's 7.
Oh, that's 7. Okay. And how many tournaments has he finished top 1?
Top 1 3 times.
3 times. So 3 wins out of 7 tournaments this year. You know, I got to say, there's a couple things that this brings to mind. First of all, what happened to that McKinley sweep kick?
Right.
He seemed so ready to give it to Todd Benoit, and I have not heard a peep out of him about sweep kicking Tyler Newman. And I got to think, you're in your own chapter. You can't win because this guy keeps on pulling him out. It's time for a sweep kick, dude. So,
absolutely.
I'm calling you out, McKinley. It's time to sweep kick somebody. And that was somebody would be Tyler Newman. So, okay, first in his chapter, and obviously now first globally. By a pretty good margin, too, I might say.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a done deal.
No. Now, Miguel Slowick could potentially pull this thing out. He's a dollar. He's $1.06000 behind right now.
And, yeah, world championship alone pays 1.8.
That's true.
If these guys show, then that could decide it there.
But he plays in Phoenix, where wins are not generally worth the full amount, correct?
No, they are. They've been.
Oh, they're breaking 16. Okay, yeah. Good for them. Good for them.
But yeah, I mean Newman. It's not fair.
It's just not fair. It says okay.
Listen,
let me just say this.
To these scores.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me the scores.
Let's start at the AM and just go from there.
Okay, so the AM is the first tournament of this year.
Yeah. 86.
Okay.
Second place.
That's a good score.
87, second place. 84, first place.
Holy crap.
88, third place. 83, first place. 84, first place. 86, second place.
What the hell? No, nothing in the 90s all year
nothing
long.
Nothing in the 90s.
By the way, that 84,
last,
that 84, July. That was from the Blue Tees.
How do you know that?
Because it says it on there.
Oh,
it says tees blue.
Tees.
Now, one thing I am noticing about this.
Oh yeah.
One thing I am going to say. I'm noticing that an 86 is somehow only a 17.9 differential, and an 86 is somehow an 18.7 differential. What are these? What are these little kiddie courses that they're playing at in Seattle?
Oh,
what's going on here? How is an 88 a 19 points? If I shoot an 84, it's like a 14, right? Right? Do we play any courses like besides the douchebag?
You think Regan's putting in fake slope and rating here?
I don't know what's going on, but these courses seem obviously easy. I mean,
this could be some conspiracy, although I don't see how it would help them because it would lower their handicaps.
The other guys play on these same courses, obviously. I'm just saying, maybe we need to make a trip up to Seattle next year because we'll probably shoot an 80 on these little piece of shit courses they're playing on. That's all I'm saying. So,
yeah.
Regan, find a tough course or force these guys to play from the blues. I mean, come on. An 86 is a 17.9.
He shot an 84.
I know. And then it was a 17 differential. What? Yeah. That doesn't make sense. I'm going to look at my profile real quick. I'm going to look at my event scores. My 87 was a 16.1. That was a tough course, though. That was a tough course.
I know.
That was a tough course on a tough day, too. Like there was a few other people. Well, we had obviously Falehi, who shot a 79 on that course that day. But yeah, that was a tough course. So all right, Regan, I'll give you a break on this one.
All right, so Tyler Newman got to be a favorite for the World Championships.
Well,
I don't think there's any doubt. This consistency, I mean, he's just got to be, he's got to be in the picture.
No, no. I think clearly when you don't break 90, when you're always shooting in the 80s mm-hmm. throughout an entire season, you've done something. He's fixed his game somehow. I mean, he's actually always had pretty decent scores though.
Right.
You look back on his career, he's been,
except at the last World Championship.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, but I mean, he's one of those guys. He's perfect for the MGA because of the fact that, He shoots right around 90, you know, and then when he has a good day, he shoots under 90. And that's really, you know, that's really where it's at in that's where it's at in the MGA, is being able to kind of always be. That's why Todd Benoit has done so well, you know, because
right.
you hear him talk. He says he's never broken 80. Right.
Right.
Now, you have made the mistake of breaking 80 too many times.
Yes.
It's tough to come back.
Let me tell you, it is very tough to come back from that. I think if 2007 John were here, he'd say, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, exactly.
You idiot.
Yeah. Why are you making that putt? What are you thinking? Yeah, you could have been world champ, dude.
That would be 2010, John. Yeah.
Yeah. You could have been world champ.
Could have missed that one.
You threw it all away for a 79. That, well, actually, we still remember it. So
yeah.
It goes down MGA annals.
Max Lanier is always going to remember it.
Yeah, he will always remember that because he bought you
$180
because he bought you, and you know, I should have bought him a drink that night, but I don't think I did.
I hope I did.
I should have bought you a drink that night too. By the way, because yeah,
I'm a dick.
Because you, you making that putt won me quite a bit of money. So I'll buy you a drink this year, John. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Let's buy Max a drink.
Let's buy Max a drink. Why not? All right. You know what? Let's wrap this up. To Max.
All right, to Max.
I'm going to dedicate this entire episode to Max. Just because. When is the last gas, by the way?
Ours?
We're talking 2 weeks?
14th.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Can I just say real quick what's going on this weekend in San Francisco? Are you going to be around this weekend?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
So do you realize what's happening?
No.
All right. So
Fleet Week?
Well, Fleet Week, yeah. Hardly Strictly Bluegrass is going on this weekend. You got the Castro Street Fair is going on this weekend, which I know you're a huge fan of.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, love that thing. Go crazy for it. We got Giants making the playoffs, so we got playoff baseball with the Giants. We got the A's in the playoffs, so we got playoff baseball for the A's. We got 49ers football on Sunday, Raiders football on Sunday. We got the Litquake Lit Crawl, which is a big deal for me because I have to go and record a bunch of that stuff because I do the lit cast.
Brian McPherson is playing.
That's right. He's playing the event Sunday, the Woody Guthrie tribute. Yeah. So that's going to be really cool, actually. You should definitely come out to that.
Very cool, yeah.
There's some other stuff going on. I can't think of it now. But it's ridiculous.
Good thing our tournament isn't this weekend.
Seriously. Last tournament was the same day the Giants were playing the Dodgers when we were still like close and everything.
And there 49ers was
49ers home opener. So yeah. This weekend would have been a horrible weekend to have an MGA golf tournament. So
got lucky.
Yeah. Good job, by the way, El Presidente, on missing that one.
Yeah.
All right. So big shout out to my favorite chapter. That would be Salt Lake City. And thanks for listening to Max Lanier. You're a sexy beast. And I miss you. You missed one tournament. Now I already miss you. But this was episode 29 of the MGA MedioCast. Keep posted because from here on out, these will be live. These will be live MedioCasts. Google Hangout has changed the world. Google's changed the world, John. Right?
Yeah. I mean, everybody loves Google Plus, right?
Everybody loves it.
So
it blew up, dude.
Watch these. Yeah, go on and sign up for Google Plus.
Sign up to Google Plus. Actually, you can watch this.
You don't even have to. They stream on the YouTube page. So I'm just going to have to link it so it streams to the MGA YouTube page. And then you guys can tune in and watch live.
Watch us hang out, talk about mediocre golf and whiskey. We'll do it live. All right. All right. So episode 29 of the MedioCast in the books. I want to thank everybody for listening. For John Morley, Lucky Kick, I'm Willie Dills. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Wu-Tang!